Today is March 23rd, 2005, and you're listening to Gamers Radio. Today's episode is episode number 10, part 1. Believe it or not, our last episode was way too long for a podcast. It was almost 3 hours, and by the time I ended up editing some of the stuff from it, it's going to be over 3 hours. So I decided to turn it into a 3 or 4 part episode, so prepare for part 1. It's something that I have to do. I feel like owning news. The time of my defeat is through. I'm totally gonna own you. Instead.
EverQuest Trilogy, get a 7-day free limited subscription. Rules and restrictions apply.
You'll have seizures. That's what the rules and restrictions are.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know if my computer can handle EverQuest 2.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have to quit out Trillion now.
Okay.
Some guy's IMing me about my router. I forgot my router back home when I went on vacation. So now I'm not able to play Xbox Online for, like, the next 2 weeks.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, it really sucks, but at least I'll, like, be able to pay attention to school.
Yeah, well, you got something there, I guess.
Yeah. It's the first week, though. Won't learn anything for at least another week and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to jump right into things. Okay. Do you want to introduce yourself here?
I don't know.
Okay, so you're Sky Jedi.
Yes, I am.
You're one of the editors for the site.
I am, for some reason.
And
unknown
a good
to me.
One at that.
Oh, well, thanks.
You're pretty much the only person that submits besides, I think, Tux.
Tux has got a couple stories, which I'm quite happy about.
And he's good in the forums. He likes to keep the forums going.
Yeah, he does like doing that.
And I have a friend, he's not on very much anymore, but every once in a while he'll post a random technology story. He's more of a Linux person than a video game.
Ah.
So if you ever see a story by Jerry McFarts, that's my friend.
Jerry McFarts, that's quite creative.
Yes. He's one of those guys that likes to say poop a lot.
Oh, he's a poop guy.
Yeah, one of those. And he used to have some type of weird cow fetish. I don't know. We'll skip all that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so I haven't had a show for, like, a week and a half now, maybe. And the last show, like, sucked.
I actually liked the last show.
You did?
I did.
That surprises me. And I was, like, promising, I was saying, like, oh, I'll do all these shows while I'm on vacation, but I found out that Disty's laptop sucks. Like, there's a built-in microphone for it, which is okay, actually. Mm-hmm. But if you want to stick, like, a microphone into a little line-in thing, it sucks. It, like, has all this buzzing going on, so I really wasn't able to produce anything decent. I did a couple, sit-down sessions with my iPod, and I just recorded stuff to that, but I don't know when I'll put that out.
Little sound-seeing of your...
of my home. I was just sitting there playing video games with my iPod turned on recording me. And you hear me, like, going at my controller really hard and these 14-year-old kids online dissing me. I hate that.
Oh.
That's the worst thing about headsets is like, the 13 and 14-year-olds going, "Oh, you got owned!"
Yeah. Especially the Xbox. They have the distortion where one of the voices is just a child.
Yeah.
Which is the most annoying thing in the world.
You don't see that very much, though, when you play on XBC. Most people turn voice masking off because they're smart enough not to be the dumbasses.
Everybody's cool on XBC.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I had some weird announcement. Oh, XBC just started doing clan support, I heard.
Oh, yeah.
Was that your article? That must have been Tux.
That was Tux.
Yeah,
I did not have that.
Yeah, I have to look into that. Even though I don't play with that many people, I play with maybe two or three other people regularly online.
I've only played Halo Online maybe four or five times.
That's it?
I'm a loner, man. I'm horrible on online Halo. I played with you once and you killed me like six times.
Was that my sword hack, though?
No, you were sniping me.
Oh, yeah, that's because I was up in the rocks doing the stupid sniping.
And I was pissed off because I was trying to find you, and every single time you'd move, I'm like, he's good at that.
Yeah, I usually suck at sniping. You're just a horrible runner.
I am a horrible runner. Nice. I'm used to the Counter-Strike sniping. I was good at Counter-Strike sniping.
Do you have Counter-Strike for Xbox?
I might, actually.
Yeah, I have that, but I've never actually, like, played more than 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, I played a little bit and realized, you know what, Counter-Strike is so much better on the PC. And yes, I do have it.
Yeah, I agree that it is better on the PC.
Yeah. Can't beat the original.
Yeah, I want to probably buy that game. I don't have it. Should add it to my collection of a million games. I just got a lot of new games on my computer. I have Pirates, which is... Have you ever played the original Pirates?
I have never even heard of Pirates.
You haven't? What, even the new one?
No, let me look it up.
Oh my god! This has been this huge game. I don't know why. It's a Sid Meier game, and he's done all these other ones. I can't even tell you what he's done. Like, oh, I don't know. People are going to yell at me for not knowing. But he's this big game maker, but he made a remake of this old Amiga game. I think that's the original version of his Amiga, because I know I played it a couple months ago. And you play a pirate, and you sail around sort of like the Gulf of Mexico area. And you have to dance to get the girls. Like, you go try to hit on the governor's daughter, and you just take a ship around, pretty much, and fire at other ships. And it's really dumb. I don't get why people say it's so great. But like, IGN probably, like, gave it, like, a 90%. I don't know. Let's look up the IGN score.
I got a GameSpot score of 9.2.
Oh, my God.
Which is superb.
That's horrible.
I don't think... Well, the remake here, I guess.
An IGN copy. They have a 9.2.
Wow. It's a GameSpot editor's choice, too.
The game sucks. If you play the Amiga version, you get the exact same thing.
Really? And just better graphics?
Yeah, just like a little bit better graphics. The graphics aren't even that great.
Let me look at some screenshots here. Oh, these are horrid.
Yes, and it's pretty much the same thing you do over and over. Like, every time you duel someone, you only change from maybe three locations.
Oh, wow.
It's probably one of my least favorite games. I'll call it, like, the most overrated game of this past 6 months, perhaps.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been playing that game for a little bit. I don't know how many hours. I invested too many hours into that. Probably as many as seven. I played a little Rise of Nations. Have you ever gotten into that game?
I did for a little bit, but nothing much.
Yeah, I thought it's an okay one if you just want a game to pick up. And what's the style for that one? I can't...
I don't even remember.
Is it RTS?
I think it is, and that's why I don't like it.
Ah.
Rise of Nations. It got a 9.0, by the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That's an okay game. Made by MSN, I think, or not
MSN. MSN and Big Huge Games.
What else have I been... Look this one up. It's called Little My Maid.
Little My Maid?
Yes. Have you ever heard of this? It's a little...
I hope I haven't.
Yeah. I would really seriously doubt that anyone out there has heard of this game. It's a Japanese...
It is actually not found.
You won't find it on IGN. I don't know where you'd find it on the internet, but it's pretty much like anime porn, whatever it's called.
Oh, wow.
But you play as this character and... You have this story where he saved this girl who's being raped on this beach, and she's a maid for this mansion. And she takes you back to the mansion, and you just, like, hang out, and you just look at all this anime porn, pretty much. And you're like, would you like a BJ? And you're like, sure. Only it doesn't say as outright as that. It's like, do you want me to play with you, or something like that. And then it goes in these really hardcore images, which are really weird. And I actually sat...
I see.
I sat Disty down to play this game with me to see what she thought of it. And she was
what
like...
What did the girlfriend think?
She was a little weirded out by it. But then after that, we popped in Playboy the Mansion for the Xbox. She actually liked it.
Really? I heard that thing's horrible.
It's pretty much like Sims.
Yeah.
It's a clone
Sims
of Sims.
Sims with sex.
Yeah, it's Sims, but with topless girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Only, she didn't like it as much as Sims because, what was her exact explanation? Because you don't have as much control, exactly. Like, in Playboy the Mansion, you have to go with a set goal and everything. Where you have to publish a magazine, stuff like that. In Sims, you can pretty much become fireman, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I played The Sims for a weekend, and I played it maybe, like, 40 hours that weekend or something like that. I was so addicted to it. And I looked at it one night, and I'm like, what have I even done?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, nothing. So I threw it away, never touched it again.
That's exactly how I felt about it. I think I owned it back in the day. Oh, speaking of which, I just remembered an old game when I was playing Pirates. Do you remember a game called Tropico?
Tropico? Yeah!
It was like The Sims, but like for Cuba.
Yeah, I remember something like
that. Or not The Sims. It was SimCity for Cuba. But I was playing the Pirates game, and it's pretty much like Tropico gone seaworthy, I guess.
Yeah. There's another pirate RTS. Something like Black Cove or something like that. I don't remember.
Not sure if that went off the top of my head.
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to actually wander back onto our show notes. PSP. PSP is coming out in 2 days. I'm so excited.
I'm not so excited.
I am so excited. I have to find a ride, though. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get one, because like I'm afraid they're going to sell out within like the first 4 hours.
Well, I'd give you a ride, but I'm a good 30 hours away.
Well, oh well. I'll hitchhike if I have to. So PSP is coming out in 2 days, and there's going to be 24 launch titles for it.
Yeah. And looking at the launch titles, I don't see one that I would actually buy.
I sort of felt the same. There's Metal Gear Acid, which looks okay. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the golf one. I've never played Hot Shots Golf, really. Have you ever tried that series?
I tried it for a little bit, and I'm like, Tiger Woods is so much better.
I was just going to say
get
that.
Into the entire big heads and cartoony look of it all.
Yeah. Well, Tiger Woods is by far the best golf game of all time.
Yeah.
Especially once you learn how to spin the ball.
Like, totally.
I skipped all the tutorials, and I didn't figure it out until quite a bit into the game that you could spin the ball. And it helps you out quite a bit.
Yeah, it does.
What's the other game? That stupid Ridge Racer. I'm not too excited about that.
I would think maybe Spider-Man 2 or Need for Speed Underground Rivals, maybe?
Yeah,
are the other two that I might get?
That's the cool thing about the PSP. I heard you get Spider-Man the movie along with it.
That's nice. Number 2 or number 1?
2. But it's on like the Universal Media Disc, so you can play it on your PSP.
That's awesome, but can you play it on anything else?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
That's the Sony way. Learn to live with it.
I know.
I also noticed today that they posted the release date for Grand Theft Auto for the PSP, and that's coming out sometime in May.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm interested how in-depth that game's going to be, because when you look at San Andreas and how huge of a city it is, you're sort of curious.
It's not a city, it's a countryside.
Yeah, it's like the western side of the United States.
Yeah.
Which
you can kill hookers on.
I haven't played San Andreas, I've only heard what like my cousin said about it and lots of other users.
Yeah, my roommate has it, and he played it straight for an entire weekend. It's really cool, like, just the entire property warfare. You can pretty much march into a part of the city that's owned by another gang, start a gang war, win, and then all of a sudden you have, that's your turf.
That's pretty cool.
And that's one of the coolest things, yeah.
I wanted to try it just so I can jump from an airplane and parachute.
Oh, I didn't know it had that.
Yeah, my cousin said he's playing it, and he's, like, driving around in the airplane, because it takes forever to get from one side to the other. So he's like, might as well take the airplane. So he starts flying, and he's like, he noticed it says, press X to jump out and parachute. And so he's like, oh, kick ass. So he just starts parachuting around. The only reason I knew was because I saw a screenshot of the guy parachuting down, so I figured you'd have the ability.
Yeah.
What consoles do you have?
I have an Xbox and a PlayStation 2.
And do you have a modded Xbox?
Of course.
Okay, and what software are you running on it? Any emulators or Xbox Media Center?
I do not have Media Center. I know, you're disappointed.
Yeah, I'm very. Have you never tried it?
I looked at it once, and I just couldn't figure it out, and I was bored. And so I didn't do anything with it. I think it's still on my Xbox. But I have an N64 emulator and NES emulator. I think I have a Genesis emulator on there, too. But that's all I have.
I think I have every emulator, like, possible for the Xbox.
Jeez. That must take up a whole half a gig.
I have a 160-gigabyte hard drive on mine, though.
But I only have an 80.
I'm 4 gigs away from running out of space.
Yeah.
It's because it's. I think it's mostly the MAME ones, the arcade emulators.
Because
I have so many MAME games, and like a lot of them aren't even working. Like Area 51, one of the greatest arcade games of all time, in my opinion.
That is a pretty good one.
I love that game. It was good back in the day when I was little, at least. And You remember the Simpsons arcade game?
Yeah, where you. It was May, he was abducted by the aliens, I think, like that.
It was like Smithers took her because she had a diamond in her mouth.
That's right.
That's the intro thing. I never really got it. And I was like, just take the diamond out of her mouth and you have her back.
Yeah, then we wouldn't have to go through Springfield punching people and hitting people with skateboard or jump rope or... I forget what Marge did.
Vacuum. That's what it was.
Vacuum. Yes, of course. The housewife gets the vacuum.
Anyways, here's one of the reasons you should have Xbox Media Center on your Xbox if you have a modded one. So, as I stated a while ago, I lost all sorts of music when I reinstalled Windows. Because I thought I backed it all up. I stuck all of my music on one of my extra partitions. And then I went to reboot. And then I moved all the music back. And somehow I missed a folder, which was pretty much the majority of my music. But I was luckily able to recover it because it was sitting there on my Xbox in the Xbox Media Center.
That is nice.
Yeah, so it probably saved me a couple thousand songs.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have that many songs on my computer. And I have them all backed up on my Creative Player. So.
My friend Jerry McFarts, he has, I think, 16,000 songs backed up on DVDs.
Holy cow.
Some ridiculous.
My grand total is 1,465 songs.
I just ran out of room on my 20-gig iPod yesterday for, like, the second time. It's because of podcasting.
Wow.
All these different podcasts I listen to, I get at least 5 files a day that are podcasts, and those are probably, like, 15-megabyte files.
Yeah, they are.
And they take up a lot of space if you are downloading that many per day.
I get maybe like 2 or 3 a day, and I'm pretty vigilant at deleting them when I've listened to them, or when I have realized I will never listen to them.
Yeah, I always forget to delete them. That's my problem. Like, I have lots of daily source codes from, like, December, probably.
Wow.
Do you listen to Leah Laporte's?
No, I don't, but I've always wanted to, and I just never remember to add it to my feed.
It's probably my favorite feed out there. It's basically just his radio show from California ported over onto the internet, but he does a really crappy job porting it over. Like, you'll find all these weird errors where, like, I have a weird repeat at the beginning. I don't know, but there's been a lot of problems with his thing lately. But it's a great show to listen to. And every once in a while, he'll mention a little, like, video game thing, because people call in with, like, video game questions. Yeah, so let's talk about some of the stuff that's been posted in the forums.
Mm-hmm.
I posted the question, what type of music do you like to kill to when you're playing, like, first-person shooters? What was your answer for this one?
I didn't actually post an answer, but I'm going to have to say... I'm going to say George Michael for some reason.
What?
I don't know. I don't even have a George Michael song. I just thought that'd be pretty funny to kill to.
Oh, man. Oh, that's a good answer. I saw something with him on TV last night, I think. Oh. Yeah, don't go in a bathroom. Yeah, I put Jimi Hendrix as one of my answers. I put a lot, but I can't remember most of the other people. Jimi Hendrix, Radiohead's okay. Rage Against the Machine's good, one guy said. But then I sort of stated that they're too political, really.
Yeah, you can't really kill people when you're thinking about politics.
Yeah, exactly. You're thinking, like, oh, how am I going to stand up for Tibet?
Yeah.
Let's get red team.
What about those rainforests?
Yeah. We also said, what's your favorite video game character name? Mine was Ness from Earthbound.
And I believe mine was Titus from Final Fantasy VII.
Titus. That sounds a lot like a Greek name. Doesn't it?
I bet it was Greek. Well, Titans were Greek, and I think that's where it came from. I don't know.
We also had two polls up. One is, what's your favorite energy drink? Oh, I have to look up what the stats were from that. I think Full Throttle took it for first place by a couple of votes. And I voted twice
for it. I
don't
think I've ever drinking any of those, so...
Really? Okay, let's see. The choices were Red Bull, Balls, Full Throttle, XS, I've never even heard of XS, Red Stallion, Sobe, and Rockstar. Three of these I've never heard of before I'd like researched into it. And the results were Full Throttle wins it with 3 votes, Balls with 2, and Red Bull, oh wait, Sobe ties with 2, and Red Bull with 1. So that vote, not many people voted for that one. Sort of disappointing. There's also a poll for, is being called a nerd an insult? And there were 17 votes in total, 13 of which said no. That's almost 3/4.
Just for fun, I looked nerd up on dictionary.com.
Mm-hmm.
It is, 1, a foolish, inept, or unattractive person.
I don't like, what?
That is a horrible definition for nerd.
What's Wikipedia say?
I don't know what Wikipedia says.
I'm looking that up. Okay, traditionally, the designated nerd applies to a very intelligent, but lonely and socially awkward person. Oh, wow, they show like a little cartoon character, too. I think that's from the Goofy movie. What is that from? Oh, no, it's Marilyn on the series Bonkers. Okay, Bonkers. Well, I don't like that. You remember Bonkers?
I do.
I forget what he was on. Was he on Nickelodeon, or...?
He was on something, maybe like Sunday morning cartoons or something like that.
Yeah.
I believe he followed Marsubalami.
I just remember the name Bonkers. I can't remember what he was. I think he's some type of feline character. Back on track. Oh, we had a big survey. Did you answer the survey question?
I did answer the survey questions.
I cannot remember the address to it, so it's going to take me a second to pull this stuff up. So let's talk about blah, blah, blah. Skip down. What is there? Oh, how about you talk about something? Oh, talk about the TechBuzz stock game.
I was just going to say that. The TechBuzz stock game, which I actually signed up for over the weekend, it's Yahoo Research Labs. And basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to see if trends in internet searching can be predicted. And they decided to do it in a game format. And pretty much they just put up a bunch of keywords that they call markets. And you can pick several different things from, like, gadgets, like the iPod Shuffle's in here, the Mac Mini's in here, Sidekick 2.
Podcasting.
Basically anything. Podcasting is in there. Anything technology you have in there. And they give you $10,000, and they assign a price based on the buzz score for the word. And basically, the markets go up and down and up and down, and Sky Jedi is down about $5,000 right now.
You start with 10. So
yeah, you start with
half.
10. Lost it, half of it already.
I have to look up what my score is. Let's see. Log in. Oh, this takes too long.
Yes, it is. I blame Mac Tiger for all my losses. I thought it was going to be big. And Trillion, too. That was a horrible one for the weekend.
Really? Well, yeah. Trillion hasn't really been big lately. I thought podcasting, it sort of hit its peak a couple of weeks ago, I think. But yeah. They didn't even start the game until about a week ago. But podcasting is a huge
amount of
one.
Shares. I had a good amount of shares in podcasting, too, and it went from $19 per stock on Friday to a grand total of $3 now.
That's horrible.
Yeah, what, lost it all.
Or some of the other ones I invested in. I did Feedburner because I use Feedburner to use my podcast stats. I just did lots of podcasting-related ones, and I did the PSP. And I think the PSP is the only one that hasn't, like, completely died off.
I bought Skype, and it's only gone down a little bit.
Yeah, I did Skype, too. That's the last one I did. Yeah, so Skype's always good. And that's how we're doing the show today. So, rock on Skype.
It is truly an awesome, awesome program.
Have you tried the Nana Crash game?
No.
Okay, I'm going to send you a link right now, and you're going to play it along with
Got
me.
It.
Let's see. Okay, right now people are able to hear what I'm playing here.
I know I can.
Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Usually you can't hear the same side. Okay. Shit, I'm not on Trillion. Wow, I just swore. That's the first time I've sworn on air.
Beep.
Oh yeah, I'll have to beep that. I'm sorry. How the heck do you send a link through Skype?
It sounds like the theme to, like, Family Ties or something.
Okay, there's the link. Do you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so the object of this game, once again, it's called Nanica Crash, is you're this girl on a bike and you have to ram into this guy and sort of get the angle correct. I'll stick this all in the show notes, the link to it. And you hit this guy and he goes flying in the air and he sort of curls up into this ball when he does this. And you have to see, like, there are all these people lined up, and certain people will slow you down, and others will give you a higher angle, and some guys will boost you. And there's even the ability to boost the guy by running him into him three additional times. So if you see that he's going to run into a girl, that'll stop him. You can stop it by hitting him. I think my record's 1,800 meters. So I'm going to just give it one quick hit here. Have you loaded it up yet?
I got it loaded, and I'm going to try to hit this guy now.
This is awesome. So the guy, they have, like, these three mountains in the background, and he just bounces up and down between these people. And it's really cool how the guy's sort of, like, it looks like he's a fetus, the way that he's all wrapped up.
Yeah, some sort of messed up fetus.
Aw, and some schoolgirl just stopped me. So this is, like, a really addicting game if you, like, play it for more than a minute. Yeah, you won't be able to stop for half an hour. And if you have, like, someone else in the room with you, it's a good game to play with someone as a friend, because you're like, oh my god, you beat my score, stuff like that. So if you need a quick little Flash game to play, there's a good one for you. Nanica Flash. Or Crash. Whatever it's called. It's a Flash game. What else is there? Oh, YankyDank.com is... We're running out of time here. We have 30 days about until we have to transfer hosts from one host to the other, and it's going to give us a huge headache. I have no idea how I'm going to be able to transfer the site as is to a new server without, like, completely messing things up. So, unless if I get my hands on $150 or so to pay someone to do it for me, I think we're going to have to, like, rebuild the site.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'd help you, but I have no idea how to do anything.
Yeah. If anyone out there is a Geeklog nerd, that's what the site is run on, a program called Geeklog, give me an email if you want to help me out, and that'd be awesome. And we're also, we just started the webpage xbox180.com. Have you checked that out at all?
I have, and I see that my one... review of Half-Life 2 is on there.
Yes, it is. One of the two reviews we've posted.
Yes!
And it's,
ooh,
it's
my Nana guy just stopped.
How far did you get?
479.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's
nothing. Beat 1800. Okay, yeah, so Xbox 180, check it out. We're going to host a lot of different files there. It's going to be all sorts of weird media stuff, like both mods for the Xbox, mods for anything, actually. I'll do PC mods, PS2 ones. We'll do videos we'll host on there and some music files. And I put up, I don't know, maybe 1.5 episodes there. We did a little Adam Curry promo. I think we mentioned that before. And I think I posted that up on the page. So if you want to see what we sent to the Daily Source Code, you can check it out at xbox180.com. Also,
I think I will do that.
Yeah, we're going to start up a page sometime in the next week, gamersvideo.com. It's going to be a lot like this podcast, but we're going to make like a video version, I guess, because the PSP is coming out, and I'm thinking, oh my god, I have the greatest idea ever. We're going to start making videos that are like designed specifically for the PSP, so you can take the audio of Gamers Radio and listen to it on the go, and if you want to, you can like watch a video on the go, because the PSP can do both. Speaking of which, you said that you gave me the Washington Post article, right?
Yeah, I did.
And the, like, briefly just like explain what that post said.
It's basically saying the PSP is going to be a great gaming system, but it's going to be really hard to do anything video on it, because you have to, in addition to buying the PSP, you have to buy a memory stick to first transfer all your data to the memory stick and then transfer all that to the PSP.
Yeah.
And they were really pissed off about that, basically.
I think the reason the guy's so pissed off is because he's a tech idiot.
Anyone, I think so, too.
Anyone who's like, oh my god, you're going to have to go all the way through this. Yeah, it's, they do that so that you aren't copying like DVDs and sticking them on the thing. Because it,
yeah,
that's like a form of piracy. And they figure, well, the harder we make it, the fewer people will do it. Even though I think it's really stupid, because people have legitimate reasons for wanting this. Like, they might have home movies they want to stick on their things to take on the go and show to their grandparents or whatever.
Yeah. The biggest problem is going to be that the it's now limiting the size of files you can put on there, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just put on a big DVD, because it probably won't fit on the memory stick. It'll probably be something like 256 megs or something like that.
I think they make memory sticks up to 2 gigabytes now. I'm not sure.
Oh. Is it any memory stick, or does it have to be the Sony?
It has to be
brand?
A Sony Memory Stick Pro Duo. And they're like the most expensive of all memory sticks. Which is like the worst point. Because you know how Sony, being their bastard, we only make media that... That's the thing that really angers me, because I have a camera, it uses Memory Stick Pro, and then they come out with Pro Duo, because they're like, let's just make it smaller, and we'll charge even more for it. And now I own all this Memory Stick Pro stuff. I probably have like a gigabyte worth of cards for the larger version, But now they're like, no, let's shrink it down. So I'm going to have to spend all this money buying new cards so I can play movies on it.
It's crazy.
Another
it's like the iPod Shuffle.
Another thing that the Washington Post article sort of pointed out was that the USB cord that's needed to transfer files from your PC to the PSP is not included with the bundle.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's really crazy. That would really upset me. It's only a $10 cord if you get it. I think at Best Buy they offer it for $10. I even saw it for cheaper if you got it at like Lixang, but Lixang charges a crap load because it's overseas.
Yeah, I got an Xbox converter or joystick converter for my computer, so I can have my Xbox
controller
on my computer, which is awesome, by the way. But the actual converter cost me like $5, but like $30 in shipping.
Yeah, that's the crappy part about Lixang, is their overpricing of shipping. It's probably not overpricing really, but it's just they have to ship it a crap load of distance. Okay, man, am I tired today. And we have so much stuff to talk about. I got to try out this program right before I went on break, I think. It's called FPS Creator. It's a demo they have. It's 74 megabytes, so if you have dial-up, don't bother. It's pretty much... Have you played Time Splitters?
No, I haven't, but I'm really excited. I'm getting Future Perfect here pretty quick.
Well, the original...
I may go out and get it later tonight.
I think it's Time Splitters 2. Is that the old version that's been on the Xbox? I think so.
Yes.
Well, I used to have that. I think I sold it way back, but, they had this little, like, level editor inside the game, so you could create your own little multiplayer areas. It was really cool. But basically, what this FPS creator is, like, the exact same thing as this Time Splitters level creator, but for the PC. And if you buy the full version demo, or full version, I'm not sure how much it is, probably $50 to $100, you could, like...
$56.
$56? That's not a bad deal. You could create your own like characters and skins and things like that and add them to this. And it comes preloaded with all sorts of characters and skins. And it's pretty cool to play around with. So if you want to check it out, it's worth like a quick little glance if you have a good connection speed at least.
Yeah. And you're interested in making your own levels, it looks like.
Yeah. If you're thinking about video game design as like a college major, something like that, great idea. Or even think about getting into modding. It's good just to see like what goes on sometimes. Even though it's like sort of, it makes modding look a lot easier when you look at crap like that. And it's sort of that's what really upsets me is when they have these level creators and they're really simple to use, but then like everyone expects, oh, it's so simple to create a video game because you just do this and this. And you're like, no, it isn't. You have to do all this other stuff and all this coding.
Yeah, they have no idea what work went into making that program for them.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to have some reviews coming up over the next week. I'm going to just post some separate podcasts of some different video games I've been playing. I've been playing Burnout 3. Have you played that?
No.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to pick it up until a week ago, and it was amazing because every time I went to my rental store it was always out, and I just assumed that someone must have stolen it. So finally I go in, it's like the last day of my break, and I see it sitting there on the shelf. So I was like, oh my god, I have to finally get this, because Games and More Entertainment is always talking about how great it is. Do you listen to Games and More?
Good, is it? No, I don't.
They're pretty much the same show as us, only like we like to play music a little bit more and we like to dig from outside sources. So anyways, Burnout 3, it's a racing game and it involves crashing into things and blowing up, and it's pretty awesome. And you'll get my full review coming in the next few days. I'm also going to give not a full review, but like a little half-assed review of Little My Maid, which we already talked about a little bit. But I'll give you, like, the story behind it and, like, what's it all about and what you do in the game. And Oddworld Stranger's Wrath. Have you played that?
I have played this one. I actually picked it up last week, and I played about halfway through it. It's really interesting, especially the dynamics between the third person and the first person shooter aspect of it. I really like that.
I can switch
from back and forth.
It was okay, but like I didn't like it right away. It took me a while to get used to that idea. And for some reason, I felt like the controls were reversed. Like, when I was turning a corner and I moved the right joystick to the right, I felt like it should have gone in the opposite direction than it was.
I noticed that, too. And I thought it was just me with my crappy controllers.
Yeah. And then, when I drove a boat later on in the game, have you beaten it yet?
I have not gotten to the boat.
Okay, well, you'll start driving this boat, and I'm used to, like, Grand Theft Auto style driving a car, or maybe even Halo style, and it's, like, the complete opposite. So, driving this boat around, which you don't have to do that much, it's pretty much pointing in a direction and go straight, it becomes really aggravating. But the game overall is amazing. The visuals are amazing. Do you agree?
Oh, definitely. And the sounds, too. Just, like, the ambient noise in this game is spectacular.
I didn't even notice the ambient.
Ah, I started playing it with my headphones on for my computer.
That's probably why.
And it's just amazing how much sound they put into this game.
I noticed another game. When I tried out this EverQuest demo thing that just started this couple days ago, I guess, they have some amazing sound in that game. Like, compared to World of Warcraft, it kicks its ass. It sounds like John Williams or something conducted it.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. It's amazing. Like, I'd probably go out and buy the soundtrack if I could.
It's not many games that I would do that to.
Yeah.
Halo 2 was definitely one of them, though.
It feels like you're in this professionally created movie, almost, that's playing out. It's maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a problem with it. I heard lots of people turn off the music or turn down their speakers even when they play the game for long periods of time because they just get sick of it. But
yeah, MMOs, the music is really repetitive.
Yeah, because MMOs, really people spend so much time on them.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played an MMO in like 2 years, and it's just because I was such an addict. It was horrible how much I played these games. Not good.
Yeah, Diablo 2. That's not an MMO. It's sort of borderline.
It's borderline. That was the beginning of my addiction, I would say. Which then blew into a full-born addiction while playing Asheron's Call. Which is an awesome game, I might add. And the sequel is just as stupendous.